Hey everyone, so I have only been part of these audio things for like less than a week now, but I don't know, they're really fun. So now I'm going to answer questions for like the invisible people that like don't even know me yet. I don't know, that doesn't make sense. Anyway, so this is a 27 question questionnaire. Posted by Herium. So I haven't read all of these questions through yet, but the ones that I scanned seemed pretty great. So I guess I'm gonna start. So the first one is, zombie apocalypses are common scenarios. So how would you survive a dinosaur apocalypse? And I honestly, I have never thought about this. I've thought extensively about zombies, but dinosaurs, not at all. And I guess I'd be curious if there are any dinosaur species that have, there's a new movie that had that Chris Pratt dude in it, where he trained the velociraptors. And I've trained dogs previously. And so I wonder if I could find like some like sweet dinosaurs to like entice with food and love and train them. Kind of like that what was that old show? Like Dinotopia or something? It's not really old. I think it's from the 90s. Anyway, moving on. Name a particular food you can't live without. I think I'd say eggs. Eggs are just, they're so good. And I eat them almost every day, you know, when I kick depression's ass and can, like, actually make food for myself. Or even when I go out, like, for fast food, because breakfast is my favorite meal. Like, all breakfast foods are stellar. Okay, you are given $20,000 and told that you must spend it all in 1 hour or lose it. What all do you buy? So, 10,000 of it is going to go towards a Roth IRA account to get that restated for myself. Maybe half of that in. Okay, maybe break up that 10,000. 5,000 into the Roth IRA and then 5,000 into like mutual funds or whatever the heck. And then the other 10,000, I think I would split again and put 5,000 towards my student loans. And the other 5,000 I would pocket to have for like plants or an emergency fund or whenever COVID's over to go on a trip. I'd love to go back to Ireland. So yeah, wow, I ramble. This is gonna be long. It might become two parts. So if an audio poster sounds to you like someone famous, do you point it out to them? If I am even like slightly aware that it sounds like someone famous, like then you are probably like legit copying them or like or something. Though there's this guy on TikTok that sounds exactly like Tom Hiddleston. But yeah, I'm so bad at recognizing voices. But I oh, like do you point it out to them? I mean, I probably wouldn't because there's probably other people pointing it out, and I tend to not repeat what other people say. I'd rather just move on. Your car is destroyed, but you are given the giant version of any living animal to use as a transport. What do you pick? First of all, this is going to be super impractical. Oh, but maybe a bird? Like some kind of bird. What if there was like a giant version of like the golden eagle already, or the Harpy Eagle. I can't remember which one's bigger, but one of those, because flying over things is, oh God, it would be so much nicer. You know, unless you go too high in altitude and like suffocate, but whatever. You're stuck on an island with three celebrities. Who do you pick? Okay, so one of them is going to be Chris Evans, because I'm legitimately in love with that man. Though, then again, that would be really awkward, and I probably wouldn't be able to function. I'm thinking too much about this. If y'all didn't know, I have ADHD. so let's see. Three other people besides Chris Evans. Les Stroud, because he fucking knows how to survive. I mean, there's other people I like, but, like, would I necessarily want to be stuck on an island with them? I mean, if Chris Evans were to somehow have any kind of interest in me, I'd love him to be on that island and become my boo thing, because Christopher Jamal Evans is where it's at. And the third person, I don't know. I'd say, I don't know. My first thought right now is that I'd want to say like Amy Adams, because she's really funny and I like her. Yeah, I'm gonna move on because y'all don't need to hear me just, like, going back and forth. What's your favorite movie and what's your connection to it? Oh, okay, so I have a couple of different favorite movies, and in no particular order, they would be P.S. I Love You, and The Mummy, the 1995? Version, the one with Brendan Fraser, and then George of the Jungle, also with Brendan Fraser, which was the first movie I ever saw in theaters when I was like knee-high to a grape with my grandma. And then the other one is Legally Blonde, because it is such a great like feminist story. And Elle, like, she is uncompromising in her, you know, traditional gender roles of whatever femininity means. And also completely blows past everybody's expectations of what she would be like, and just usurps, like, that whole just, like, dynamic and perseveres and uses everything that is within her already to become a phenomenal lawyer and to win a case without compromising her morals and principles. And all of them are just feel-good movies. Like, I watch The Mummy at least once a year. I've started watching it on Thanksgiving as, like, my Thanksgiving movie now. And George of the Jungle is just awesome. Okay. Let's see, what's your, I already did that. If you had to listen to one style of music your whole life, that's it. This one's so hard. I listen to such a wide range of music. So, I mean, I love rock music and symphonic metal and also, I love pop music and disco. I think I'd probably have to go with, like, 80s music, because it's just, it's upbeat, and when I listen to it, I generally have a hard time being, like, sad, and the world's awful, so I would need that in my life to be sustainable. Your home is suddenly about to be sucked into another dimension, and you can save only three things. What do you choose? Not counting family members. Okay, so my two cats are going to be counted as family members. So my three other things would be Probably a knife and a receptacle to hold water or food, and also a tent for shelter. Like, if you would wake up and suddenly be able to be an expert level in any skill, what would it be? Could I be an expert like in charisma and manipulation? So I could manipulate all the people in power and who are wielding it awfully and use it instead for the good of the people. That would be great. Otherwise, an expert in any skill. I'd probably want to be a polyglot and speak lots of languages, because I love to travel and it would be really useful. Also, whenever the world just implodes, it'd be nice to be able to talk to a bunch of the remaining survivors that are probably going to come from lots of different countries outside of America. Okay, Greenland or Iceland? Iceland, even though it's freaking expensive. I haven't been to Greenland though. I heard some of it's really nice. But Iceland was cool. no pun intended. A giant monster attacks the city you live in. Do you hide amongst the rubble or join the resistance force against it? I mean, I wouldn't hide amongst the rubble. I'd probably travel towards a different place. Like, if it's a giant monster, what the hell am I gonna do? Okay, I live in America. America. And so people are probably going to like take their little pistols and AK-47s, and the National Guard's going to be deployed. And if that can't take down a giant monster, then yeah, what the fuck am I going to do? I'm going to go move to the mountains, or further into the mountains, and find a colony of like-minded individuals who are like, everybody else is being fucking stupid. Let's just be sustainable. Okay. Vanilla cake or chocolate pie? Ooh. I don't really like vanilla cake. But chocolate pie is such a weird pie choice. I'm gonna go with vanilla cake. Chocolate pie just seems wrong. You happen across a star from Mario Brothers and are invincible for 24 hours. What do you do with your day? God, is it bad that I would like want to assassinate people in power? But that doesn't really do anything because it's systems of oppression, not just a few hundred awful people. Invincible for 24 hours. I kind of want to say, like, I just like walk into the ocean. I'm not the best swimmer, but like, just go like explore the coral reefs and stuff without having to breathe. That could be pretty cool. And you wouldn't have to like come up for like really slowly as your 24 hours is running out, so you don't get the bends. You could just like come up and you're like, okay, cool. That was awesome. How many minutes is this? Oh, crap. Okay, it's 14 minutes already. Okay, I think I can do this. So, if you could live in an 80s movie for a day, which one would it be and why? Okay, I'm really bad at eras, even though I specifically said 80s music earlier. Like, what movies are in the 80s? Like, Molly Ringwald movies? I don't know any specific 80s movies. So I don't know. Wait, is that movie with, gosh, he has like a really nice hairy chest. What is his name? Mark Ruffalo. Mark Ruffalo and Jennifer one of the Jennifers. 13 going on 30. That would be neat. I don't know. It just seems cool. If I knew more 80s movies, I'd probably pick something cooler. Someone spies you from across the bar and sends over a drink in hopes of getting you to go home with them. What's the drink? It doesn't really matter. I don't drink alcohol. And if they sent me a water, that would be weird. Or like a Canada Dry ginger ale. So like, I don't know. I'd probably, if they sent a drink over and I knew who it came from, I'd just probably go over to them depending on like, yeah, if they look creepy or not. And just talk to them. What would you rather wield? A whip made of live cobras. Well, that is like animal endangerment. Or a club made of a live shark. Probably a whip made of live cobras because I like long-range weapons more, usually. Giant robot or giant monster? Well, as an unabashed monster fucker, giant monster, all the way. You are given control over water or fire. Which do you choose and why? Water, because bloodbender. No contest. Something has happened and the world is in a state of eternal day or eternal night. Which do you prefer and why? This is really difficult because with eternal day comes increasingly hot temperatures and no ability for them to cool down, because the cloud cover would be fucked up because of evaporation consistently happening. But eternal night would be freezing cold. Okay, eternal day, and then we could just put solar-powered things up on Earth and then create tunnels underground and just use the power from the sun baking the Earth all day to power generators of artificial UV lights down below so we could stay cool in our tunnels and grow food down there. Yeah, so that one. You're stuck in a loop and have to relive one day of your life over and over. What happened that day? Why would I ever want to do this? I don't know. There's no, like, one day that I'd ever want to live over. I'm really at a loss with this one. I don't know. What's the one material thing you own that you couldn't live without? I don't really own it, but, like, the internet? Otherwise, I could live without most other things that I have. What's the last video game you remember playing? Jeez, this was forever ago. Probably Dragon Age Inquisition, possibly. Yeah, I think that was the last time I played a video game. Or something on Steam when I had my computer, desktop. It was like a typing game though, with like this really cool, wind spirit fox thing and like this really like whimsical kind of world. So that was kind of cool. You're suddenly hungry, like right now. If you could get it right now, no matter what it is, what sounds good? Mango. Fresh mango. Yeah. What's your favorite Disney villain? I don't really think about Disney villains often. I don't want to be basic and say Maleficent. But she gets to turn into a fucking dragon, which is super cool. I I guess I'm gonna go with Maleficent. What would it be? Dom Frollo? He's the fucking scariest, that's for sure. But Maleficent's cool, so her. If you could have an unusual pet, what would it be and what would be its name? Quokkas are super cute. A baby dragon would be awesome. I'm so sorry that there's lots of bums. I don't know why I'm apologizing to you. But yeah, probably a quokka. And right now I would name them Carmichael for some reason that I have no idea why. All right, last one. My favorite question, or not mine, but it says that. If heaven exists, what would you like to hear God say when you arrive at the pearly gates? First of all, I'm probably not going to show up there. But honestly, if that were to happen, I would want them to justify the bullshit. Because I honestly don't understand how he could favor... He, you know, who, whatever... how they could favor human beings with our, like, just ridiculous selves, and then created angels first who were perfect. And I just had a recent conversation about this with someone, and I don't get it. Free will is dumb, because also if angels didn't have free will, how the hell did Lucifer be like, nah, you're trifling, and I don't, you're being dumb right now. You're making a bad choice. Like, God, I've known you for a really long time, and you are just really into these humans, and they are not healthy. This is an unhealthy obsession, and I'm just not about it, because you're casting aside your true friends and true servants for these little selfish assholes. And then God was like, okay, then get the fuck out. And Lucifer was like, bet, and left. So yeah, I would just like them to explain that to me. And also, how can you be so like expect people to like follow you when you aren't giving them any like concrete proof, like a book written by humans who are fallible? Nah, son. And then, like, yeah, I would have a lot of questions, so it would probably be a monologue, and since they're supposedly omnipotent and stuff, they should have it figured out by the time I get there. Anywho, wow, y'all got, like, a full range of the way I talk. Well, that is, almost 23 minutes of your life, gone, so... I hope you enjoy this. All right. Allison signing off.